This remind me of before we had insomnia. Sleeping peacefully, never needed a pile of drugs. Everybody was college bound. No dollar amounts, and God we trust. Senior year, my prime ain't had no party bus. My cousin hit me on Facebook like, what short are you taking? I'm lying, I'm playing, I'm saying I got one to take, and I'm waiting on her response. Wrote her a 3-page letter, it's 3 days later. Never hit me back, she broke my heart. So now he eyeing me shit like, yo, is shorty bad? I pretend not to be depressed, she never wrote me back. I hit him back like, yo, well fuck her, it's on to the next. I wrote that message thinking I'm awkward, probably never had sex. You know in high school, 16, you probably late. My cousin hit me back, don't trip bro, I got you a date. So he sent me this link to some girl I had never seen. He said to call her, tell her Walter sent you with me. I think about it for a minute, like what's his intentions? I mean, we never really got along or used to kick it. In fact, if I remember vividly, he picked on me. He used to beat me up and take my sneakers every family visit. I'm skeptical to let her know I'm Walter's little cousin. What if this shit all a joke? Then again, what if it wasn't? Would I really risk the chance of me potentially fucking on some stranger daughter? Cause I barely know if I could trust him. Probably not. I finally call her, tell her Walter sent me my name Taj. She asked me what's the color scheme that we gon' wear to prom. I'm acting like I'm not excited, trying to play it off. So what's the car we taking? Worst come worst, her mom could take us. I call Walter, thank him. He said don't trip and just wear black. He said she cool and they go back if any problems hit him back. I never had to, but now we in tune. He Facebook messaged me like sorry not to be a nuisance, but he like $30 short on all his prime suit shit. I'm like I got you cuz that's the least that I could do. He tell me send him to Addy and he'll slide after school. I'm like okay bet, never knew where he stayed at. He walked down the street, hella surprised. This where y'all place at? Uncle Carl, Auntie Deborah, my cousin Rena. And I'm surprised too, my family knew, kept this a secret. Me and cuz stayed down the street, living different lives. Every day he on the bus, me I get a ride. I gave him 30 on the porch, he never went inside. He tell me thank you, then he walked back home with a smile. He tryna hide it, but I see his dimple. I'm thinking damn, that transaction was simple. I'm talking shit, I know he hoop. I'm like, hey, where the rim, bro? He like, tomorrow, if you free, you probably weak as shit, though. I know my brother not, so all three of us went to the park and ran some niggas off the court. I'm hella passive, I was passing, I ain't have to score. The next day, the prime, I couldn't sleep, I stayed up. My granddad gave me a condom, then walked away, didn't say none. She hopped out of a car and said that her name was Jada. My heart's racing, I'm focused, I'm trying to keep it player. Gave her the croissant, a corsage, or whatever the fuck my mom handed me and said, now put it on a hand, Malik. Family ties, my grandfather taught me how to tie for tie, cause my dad lived in NY. That's probably why I was shy, so self-conscious. Took pictures on the porch and then we headed for the prom. And Walter went on prom the same day, but to a different place. So he texted me like, cuz, this the spot, let's meet up later and bring Jada through. Prom flashed, I kept it cool. We show up to the function where she brought a change of clothes. I'm looking around like, damn, I don't know nobody. We at this party out west, and Jada left to get dressed. I fake like I'm sending texts, some stranger get really close. I swear that I hear his breath, then he put a knife to my neck. Gave me the rundown like Jada, my sister. And if you hit her, fuck her, make her miss you, I'ma kill you. At this point, I'm just exhausted, wondering where the fuck's Walter. He shows up like 30 minutes after our altercation. I never mentioned it to him, he kinda overprotective. And I know if I tell him that he'll beat this nigga skull in, turn his body a skeleton, and I knight it in terrible. I excel and say fuck it, and I just chose to let it go.
What? So you used to getting everything your way. This is how this happens this time.
Juan went to St. Louis, had a full ride for his hooping. Him and his coach got into it, now he back home doing music. Ay, I was at Columbia, a damn near straight A student. I had one beat in a hip hop class, I thought that shit was stupid. He transferred to Robert Morris, oh it's Lee, we down the street. My class let out at 2:40 and his class let out at 3. Mama asked me where the hell I been at, where the hell I be. I'm with Walter, mom say, I keep walking in here late. I might fall off in your bed, I get girls now, I get laid. I get caught up, I blame Walter, I'm a product of my age. He talked to Ed girl downtown Chicago wingman. I cannot fly though, he was in Cal, White Impala, he was that nigga in the party. Awfully popular for someone that they barely mention. Plus we from the part of the city that they barely mention. Just logged into Twitter and somehow we was barely mentioned. We signed our name on an open mic list and then they skipped us. And then they skipped us again like a week later. Like obviously this fucking host can't read the paper. Hella intimidating, the big guy didn't have to flex. So Walter walked to the host and said, this the name you calling next. Bullied our way to the stage and then overstayed our welcome. An apple never get too far from the tree that it fell from. Just like my father trying to do music and hope I make it. Walter joined me for the journey, said the city waiting. Pivot. dodge death like a mad magician, more times than a mathematician. I'm in LA working on bucket list project. I get a call and get a fishy feeling. Normally raw joke on the phone, this time he over serious. My heart dropping, I'm like, yo, what is it? He said he with TY on the highway and some niggas just tried to kill him. Emptied the clip on the car, but somehow they didn't hit him. Sometimes I fucking hate Chicago cause I hate this feeling. Innocent niggas get shot at in the broad day, the AM. I asked him for a play by player how their whole day went. He said he went to export and they ran him for court, and I cannot retort without thinking that this can't be the reason. So what else you do? What about Ty? Is he still cool? Where you on your way from and where you on your way to? He say he just left for dinner at a friend crib and that's it. He say Ty don't do shit but smoke, honestly sabber, that's it. Give him sympathy, another case, mistaken identity. The news probably gon' run it, says two gangs from different streets. Police questioning him like he just shot at a trooper. My boy walked away unharmed and we did Lollapalooza. Yeah, 6 months passed by, every day we celebrate, every day a better day. I just dropped bucket list, water about to drop a tape. Everything going perfect, couldn't paint a better way. Pivot gang is on the way, we just sold out Lincoln Hall. Then I went to Dr. Sway, I got back home and got back on it. Cause Rob was doing 20 days, sending me links to something that he made. Kid Cudi, we are not riding the waves. Ayy, grandma made his play, we played 2K, that's just the day before. Fatima got a show tomorrow, he text me, ayy, we in that hole. I went to the barbershop the first thing the next morning. Then I got up with Legit, we supposed to do some recording. 10 minutes into the session, I got a call from a number that I don't got saved. But I answer anyway, she says, hello, Malik. Have you or Squeak talked to my son today? He was just on the train. We got in the car, but we didn't know where to drive to. Fuck it, wherever you are, my nigga, we'll come and find you.
Just another day in the ghetto. Oh, the streets bring sorrow. Can't get up to date with their schedule. I just hope I make it to tomorrow.
I just hope I make it to tomorrow.